You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Today is July 28th, 2023, and I am Dan Keller.
Unequivocally, we won't touch the greenbelt. Unlike other governments that don't listen to people, I've heard it loud and clear. People don't want me touching the greenbelt. We won't touch the greenbelt. We'll figure out how to clean up this housing mess and this housing crisis that we're facing in a different fashion. But all my friends, I listen to you. You don't want me touching the green belt, we won't touch the green belt.
The opening clip was of Ontario Conservative Party leader Doug Ford ahead of the 2018 provincial election, clearly promising multiple times that he would not develop the green belt. Since that clip, Doug Ford, now as the Premier of the province, has introduced and passed legislation which critics note will dismantle the rules protecting the green belt from destruction by development, such as with Bill 23. And undermine local democracy, such as with Bill 39. Also revealed in past investigations since Doug Ford was elected is that many of the land developers who own land within Greenbelt boundaries have donated thousands to the Ontario Conservative Party, have had private meetings or trips with Conservative MPPs and operatives, and several developers even paid to attend the stag and doe of one of Doug Ford's daughters. Now, in 2023, as the Ontario government works to overrule local decision-making and accelerate the dismantling of the ecologically significant lands of the Greenbelt to facilitate suburban sprawl, groups across Ontario have organized to resist these actions. One such group, the Grand River Environmental Network, or GREN, has been organizing in Waterloo Region against the Ontario government's actions, trying to educate locals on what the Conservatives are doing and mobilizing residents to take action to protect the environment and their democratic rights. Ahead of the July 29th rally against the big sprawl, taking place in Waterloo, CKMS News spoke with Kevin Thomason of the Grand River Environmental Network and a number of other social and environmental justice-oriented organizations. Kevin speaks of the importance of mobilizing against Ford's actions and continuing to engage in public participation processes, as well as the work of GREN, and some of the solutions that could be implemented to address the housing crisis without causing further damage to the ecological services associated with Greenbelt lands. Here is a bit of that discussion.
My name is Kevin Thomason, and I am the vice chair of the Grand River Environmental Network. And the Grand River Environmental Network has been a long-standing group and collaboration. It's really a network of groups all across the Grand River watershed. So right from the far north of the region, Wellington, Waterloo, Brant, communities like Guelph, Kitchener, Cambridge, Waterloo, the smaller communities of course, like New Hamburg and Elmira and such are all part of our watershed. And so we're community citizens and activists speaking up to try to ensure the best possible future for our communities.
What are the issues in Waterloo Region as it relates to sprawl and the Greenbelt? Like, why have this demonstration here?
Very troubling to see our provincial government coming in and undoing the things that have been working and taking us in the opposite direction of where we need to go. We saw that with Bill 23, we've seen that with Bill 97, and right now we're seeing that with the changes they're proposing to the provincial policy statement. And that's what this rally is all about. It's all these citizen groups, environmental groups, community groups, groups for affordable housing and all kinds of other things all coming together to speak up and tell the government that these are not the changes we want to see. This is not the direction we're going. And we want the local planning. We want the direction that we've been heading here and such. These are really important things that we all need to be speaking up on. We all should be having a voice and saying the future that we want to see. Now is our time. We have until August 4th. I encourage people to speak up on the Environmental Registry of Ontario, and you can just Google that. It's easy to come up. And come on out and join us next Saturday, July 29th from 2 till 4 p.m. on University Avenue West at Seagram Drive. Learn more at www.50by30wr.ca. You know, for decades, the region of Waterloo has been an environmental leader, along with cities of Guelph and the, you know, the Grand River Conservation Authority itself, that looks after our entire watershed, has won literally global awards for their work. So, you know, we're used to our communities being on the leading edge. And, you know, in fact, in many ways, our citizens have come to expect that our communities will lead on so many things, you know, be it, blue boxes, or, you know, the creation of ESPA policies, environmentally sensitive protected areas. You know, we were one of the first groups way back in the 1970s to start to protect wetlands and, you know, just all kinds of things. Our more visionary things recently, like our environmentally sensitive landscapes or our countryside line concept, that the entire group Hold the Line is all about and celebrating. There's just been so many things that our communities have pioneered, and, you know, it's one of the reasons why we're thriving. It's one of the reasons why we're some of the most desirable places to live, why we have such leading education institutes, companies and organizations, everything all settling here, is frankly just the fact that we tend to have done planning better than many others have. But it's not an accident. It takes a lot of work. It's very hard to do, but we're lucky that we've had some bold and visionary politicians over the years that have been willing to go out there along with many other barn-raising leaders in our community. And they've done things that have worked, and then they've built upon those successes.
In May 2023, responding to questions from journalists, Ford made a statement calling the Greenbelt a failure and restated that homes need to be built. And if the Greenbelt is suitable for housing, homes will be built there.
Well, I didn't ask him to look at any specific land, but when it started, when we saw a housing crisis, and let's just be honest with everyone here, the Greenbelt was a failed policy, a flawed policy from the Liberal government. And, you know, it was pretty clear they made the policy and then they decided to change it 17 times. You know, I'm a strong believer in making sure, be it wetlands, marshes, ponds, no one can build on those. We've added 2,000 more acres to the Greenbelt. But what we believe in, if there's an existing community and across the street, the same piece of property, we need to build homes. There's 450,000 people that landed in Ontario last year, the fastest growing region by far in North America. These people need homes, they need attainable homes, nonprofit homes, and we're going to continue to build.
Kevin responded to some of these ideas.
It's been very surprising recently, in the last several years, to have a provincial government that has a very different vision and has been determined to often make decisions that seem contrary to the best public interest and contrary to the ways we've traditionally done things that actually override and outright outrule or destruct a lot of our local regulations. You know, we saw recently where the province just overruled our regional official plan. This is that visionary 40-year document, that long-term plan of who we are, where do we grow, what do we protect, what do we want to be. And despite all of our councils and communities, both our four rural townships and our three urban cities unanimously approving our regional official plan, we saw Minister Steve Clark come in and overrule it. And instead of growing sustainably within our boundaries, force sprawl, thousands of acres of sprawl out onto farmland. And that's not, we don't want to see our Mennonites driven off our farms. We don't want to see vast amounts of urban sprawl that, frankly, is the opposite direction for climate change that we need to be going. You know, as Canadians have made it very clear that they feel our governments need to be doing more on climate change. We've had days just recently where, you know, it's too hot to go outside, it's too smoky to go outside. You know, we're in a climate crisis, and people are saying our government isn't doing enough. And it's been very troubling to see our provincial government coming in and undoing the things that have been working and taking us in the opposite direction of where we need to go. We saw that with Bill 23. We've seen that with Bill 97. And right now we're seeing that with the changes they're proposing to the provincial policy statement. And that's what this rally is all about. It's all these citizen groups, environmental groups, community groups, groups for affordable housing and all kinds of other things all coming together to speak up and tell the government that, you know, these are not the changes we want to see. This is not the direction we're going. And, you know, we want the local planning. We want the, you know, the direction that we've been heading here and such.
Now you mentioned the official plan, and when that was overruled, I know there was a lot of people were upset in the region because it was something, as you said, that it worked on for a long time, a lot of public participation, and for the government to come in and overrule it, I know people were upset over that.
Well, you know, I think in some ways the government's actions have just been so egregious. You know, our regional official plan that literally had the input of thousands of local citizens with millions of dollars worth of engagement and consultation and work by our elected officials, our regional staff, our municipal staff, our business leaders, so many folks and groups and organizations all contributed to that. And it was so well considered. It was so grounded in science and fact. And you know, when you looked at, you know, be it population forecasts or housing or how to grow the most efficiently or how to fit within, you know, green development standards that are sustainable, or just so many different things were written into that plan with 15-minute complete communities, a focus on public transit and walkability, on reducing our dependency on cars, on creating these complete neighborhoods where you would have the stores, the shops, the services, the doctors, even the employment opportunities you'd need within 15 minutes of where you live. And that's not just in the cities. That's trying to make sure even our rural towns, you know, does your little community have a grocery store? Do you have a doctor? Do you have what you need in your community? And, you know, it's been very troubling to see the different direction that that has been going.
I found this event cross-listed on dozens of websites, many of which list other Save the Greenbelt type actions from across Ontario. Can you speak at all to the apparent Ontario-wide network that has formed to resist the Ontario government's efforts to develop the Greenbelt and sprawl?
Yeah, well, you know, in the end, the Greenbelt gets approval ratings of like 92% and 94%. You know, to see 90%+ of a population agreeing on anything is just simply astounding. And it just shows what strong support there is and how misguided the government is. So, you know, it's not surprising, literally, to see thousands of people and hundreds of groups across the province speaking up and standing up and trying to protect not only their communities, but, you know, encourage and advocate for the future that they want to see. And so, indeed, and you know, I encourage people to get out there and get involved. And you know, there are lots of places for this rally this weekend. You can learn more at the 50 by 30 website. So that's www.5050by30wr.ca, 50by30wr.ca, it's easy. It's going to be a fun event. You know, there'll be a rally from 2 to 3 on University Avenue West, right at Seagram Drive. So that's basically in front of the University of Waterloo or adjacent to Waterloo Park. And then after rallying there, we've got a bunch of dignitaries coming for speeches. We've got elected officials such as MPP Catherine Fife coming, folks from a lot of the groups that are involved, such as ACORN, which is focused on affordable housing, or Hold the Line, or the National Farmers Union coming to speak. We'll actually have Jen Fennick, who's the president of the NFU, there as a speaker. And then afterwards, we're just having a picnic in Waterloo Park that's right there. So it's a bit of a fun social event. We hope it'll be a fun way to come and join us from kind of 2 till 4, so spend a couple of hours on a beautiful, sunny summer afternoon. Come speak up, make sure your voice is heard, hear some interesting speakers, and join us for a picnic with lots of great people from across our community.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin. That's all the questions I have today.
You have been listening to an interview with Kevin Thomason of the Grand River Environmental Network, speaking about public participation, sprawl, and protecting the Greenbelt from the plans of the Conservative government. To get more background information or to check out details on the July 29th Rally to Stop the Big Sprawl, visit 30by50wr.ca. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in.